Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Robert Half. At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why their recruiters' expertise and award-winning AI work quickly to find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. They basically find people jobs.
They're looking to grind. Yeah, they're looking to grind.
Looking to find grinders who will be working for your company. And yeah, my contention that every job is a grind. Someone on our Facebook stream said, meteorologist in Southern California. That's a no-grind job. I see how hard Megan Perry works at her job. Yeah, you're not changing your forecast a ton every day. It's nice. You know how hard it is to try to mix it up when you have 12 forecasts to do every night, and you got to make it interesting and entertaining. She did a whole piece on what causes like May gray yesterday. Ooh. The marine layer and the inversion and how it works with all these graphics she put together. I found it really interesting. She worked really hard. She grinded on that.
Yeah,
worked really hard on it. It was very fascinating.
Yeah,
but she grinded.
Yeah, of course. I think everything is a grind. What do you got, Paulie? Right,
so you found the list.
Yeah, we were talking about it in our 8 o'clock hour. I mean, I agree. Like, even the high profile, fun, you know, a movie star.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's a grind.
I read stories a lot. Like, I was reading Josh Brolin's book recently, and he was talking about some of the shoots that he's had to go on. Good God. The No Country for Old Men, bro, that was a grind. It was hot out in the middle of nowhere in the desert, you know, not a lot of amenities, things like that. You know, and
sitting in a makeup chair for 3 or 4 hours while they put special effects makeup on you. That's not fun.
They're not working in a coal mine.
No,
correct.
It's still a grind. That's our point. It may be easier than hanging drywall for 14 hours a day or whatever.
Sure.
But it is still, there are grindy aspects. So
Drew in the chat goes, sorry for the grind comment, everyone. This is your fault, pal.
Drew, thank you. You've given us an hour of material today. Come up with something else, another comment for tomorrow's show.
Yes.
No game
tomorrow,
tonight.
No game tonight. So tomorrow's going to be a grind.
We're going to have to
tell you that right now.
We're going to have to go.
I'm already sick to my stomach about it.
So I started trying. I was trying to think during that segment in the 8 o'clock hour. I was like, all right, what are like the easiest jobs? And that's not like, oh, I work once a month.
Right.
A week. Like an actual job that
pays you well
is
enough.
The easiest that you can make an actual salary on. And this is from Indeed.com, a career advice page. And I just Googled. It says 10 simple high paying jobs with salaries and duties. We'll start with number 10.
Duties.
Number 10, it says massage therapist, $46,000 a year
effing?
Is the national average salary, 46 grand. Grindy?
Yeah.
By definition, grinding on your body.
Yes.
How quickly do you tie when, like, you know, Hannah asks, hey, can you give me a massage? How long before you really get tired of giving the massage? I've got 5 to 7 minutes in these tops.
Oh, I said 7 seconds.
Well, 7 seconds, whatever.
You can actually massage someone for 10 minutes.
I was going to say 10.
10 minutes. But you guys massage your wife for 10 minutes.
That's a long.
Yeah, 2 nights ago.
It's
a
long stretch.
10 minutes?
Yeah. All right.
That's a long time.
Massage therapist, think. I've got 5 90-minute sessions today to do.
Yeah.
That's not a grind? Oh, my God.
Accounting clerk, $53,000 a year national average salary.
Punching numbers in all day.
Grindy.
Accounting, grindy.
Hey, don't make a mistake either.
Yeah.
Groundskeeper, $54,000
a year. Hey, let's go do yard work for a living.
Every day.
Every day. Also, guys are, you know, the rains come, the snow comes. You have to, it's a grind. There's no doubt.
You're part repairman, I think, at that point. You have to do minor repairs.
There's
stuff
a
like
good
that.
One here. JD says, parking lot attendant. I don't know how much money you can make doing it, but there's a guy at my gym. I smell loose cannabis coming out of the booth.
Cannabis?
Always watching his iPad. Doesn't seem like very grindy to me. He's actually sitting there.
I promise you, there's a point where he goes, oh,
is there though? Like, he sits in there, he watches his iPad.
Is it air conditioned in there?
No.
Hot day,
no.
All day, in a little booth.
Yeah.
Can't leave.
Number seven on this list, roofer.
Roofer!
They said this is under their simple, high-paying jobs.
I mean, maybe if you're an inmate at Shawshank, it's nice to get away from the cell for a few days.
Yes.
To tar the roof. The old license
plate
factory.
Trade it in for a Bohemia, nice ice-cold Bohemia beer. What in the world? A roofer. Wow, okay.
Number six, claims adjuster.
Terrible.
Make a little over $63,000 a year.
What is a claims adjuster?
It's when
you adjust
something happens. A tree falls on your house. Guys got to come out, take a look, assess the damage. And then you got the people that own the house. They're wearing you out. You know, they want more. You don't want to give more.
Your boss is at the insurance company. Yeah.
Yep. That's a grind.
This one says number five, chauffeur, $65,000 a year, national average salary.
I mean, I hate to drive. I really don't like to drive very much, so that would be a grind that I had to get in the car, traffic, put up with some diva like Ben in the back.
Chauffeur would be added stress to driving because you've also got someone you have to please in the back of your car.
You can't whip through the lanes like you normally would. You have to keep their safety into account. Huge grind.
I would agree. Where are we at? Number four, customer service representative.
This is the dumbest list I've ever heard.
Oh, that is an easy job? Nothing but complaints from people all day. And you're saying that's not a grind.
That's what they're saying.
Hey, I'm calling customer service. Yeah, I just wanted to say how much
I love my
product.
Yeah, and just you guys are so
really
good.
Really is fantastic. You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate
it. Not a single call like that all day long.
Number three, dispatcher. The national average salary, just under $69,000 a year.
You're just dispatching.
Okay. Sending people.
Working in a central location, usually.
Sitting at a desk and answering phones. It can be a little bit monotonous, certainly, which monotony tends
to... I think monotony leads into grinding.
Into grinding,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Monotony is definitely grinding.
100%.
Number two and number one, they're absolutely grinds. Number two is sales rep.
It's one of the hardest jobs I've
ever had. $76,000 a year.
It's one of the hardest jobs I've ever had.
I mean, I guess if you have no qualms about calling people randomly, which to me is like one of the biggest nightmares you can think of.
Interrupting their day and annoying them.
I can do it in my sleep, but I can't really call people. You
know.
Don't even talk to anybody
I can't
on the phone.
Do it
you're
at
the,
all.
You're one of the worst phone people I've ever met.
That would be one of the grindiest jobs I could imagine.
Hey, Ben. Ben, like, we have this huge thing about, I'm like, what is he? What am I catching him doing? When I call you every time. Oh, yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Have I ever caught you in the middle? Because it feels like it. Rushing me off the phone. It's incredibly difficult to sell things.
Yeah.
Last one. Number one. National average salary of $96,000 a year.
Pretty good
money.
Pay. Yeah.
Truck driver.
It's like the biggest grind of all time.
But,
just long stretches.
Just sitting in a truck driving.
Long stretches. The thing is, 100 feet long. It's weaving back and forth. You're going uphill at 36 miles an hour.
Everyone's trying to pass you.
You have weight. You have to sleep in the cab. You have to shower at Bucky's. I'm out.
Back problems. Just inherent with the job.
Oh, man. Truck driving is... I have so much respect for those guys.
What long stretches away from home.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Stressed about your family because you're gone from them the whole day.
It would be one of the biggest grinds of all time. All time. I'm trying to think of anything that's just not. That you would just get out of bed every day.
And McKee says zookeeper would be amazing. Yeah, except
when your face ripped off by an orangutan.
The animals are sick and...
Yeah, you have to put them down.
You got to see what they ate in their, Tony says, in their droppings or something. Yeah.
Yes, in their droppings. Tony says, how about an usher at Petco? Just walking upstairs all day. Drunken idiot fans. Barber would be stressful. Grinding on your feet all day. Man, that's tough.
Every single snip, you could get someone's ear.
Or ruin their lives. Ruin their lives.
Ray says, astronaut, how often do you really go to space? Good point.
Kind of a grind to get there. You know, but I don't know.
You train years and years and years, and your actual job you get to do for four days.
Here's one. Dog sitter. That's not that much of a grind. House sitting. No, forget dog sitter. House sitting is the ultimate job.
All right.
Ultimate. The least grind. I figured it out. House sitting.
Can you make a living on that?
I think you can. If you run in the right circles, Paulie, house sitting is great. Oh, you turn the lights on, you get my mail, you watch my big TV, eat my delicious food, here's a bunch of cash. You know, that's it. Make sure the house doesn't fall down. That's your only job. Sleep. I would be an elite house sitter. I house sit my house every day. I would be so good at it. Pool boy would be very stressful, grinding.
Chemicals. And
it's not like the fantasies, Keegan. Trust me. I have plenty of friends that have been pool boys. Not one of them have experienced what you're thinking. Not one. Well, I have two friends that own pool companies. I've asked them before. Hey, has there ever been a... No. No chance. There have been things that have happened, but it was like the experience of going to a nude beach. It wasn't what you really wanted to see, but it was there.
Oh, it's just here to clean the pool.
Never mind. I didn't want to see this.
Sorry, sir.
Yep. I think we figured it out. Bartender, no. Extremely stressful and grindy. Oh, God. Horrible. Horrible.
Just wait until four drink orders come in at the same time. A Mai Tai, a Tom Collins. Like, oh, no. That's panic inducing.
I thought you were going to say wait till 4 a.m. when you're getting into bed.
That's true, too.
You know, after being on your feet all night, you're covered in triple sec and margarita mix. You're like, this is great. I'm really counting out your ones. You're like, super. Many, 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 many times. Many, many times. That's good. That's a good segment. Thank you, Drew, for that. But I think we have determined that house sitting is truly the only job that's not a grind.
Right.
Can you make $100,000 doing it? Again, if you run in the right circles, I think you absolutely... If you're like the Padres' official house sitter, you're good. Manny dukes you out.
They all go out at the same time,
so you're kind of screwed. Well, you can hit three or four.
You just hop from one house to another as they go on their off-season vacations, or they're in-season, they're out of town, and you're just house-sitting constantly all year long, making good money.
Yep.
Just to make sure the house doesn't fall down.
That's it. It's your only
dream. Right. I can sort of see that might be the least grindy job.
Professional
possible.
Video game players. I'm going to put that. Somebody else earlier said content creators. I would say that's a massive grind.
Massive. How do I make today? I don't have a job, so I have to create this content. That's a massive, massive grind to figure out how to do it and be compelling
every
single day.
Set up the lighting on every single one of these shoots.
If you're a big content creator, you got deliverables, you got brands to mention. It's absolutely a grind.
Yeah, no doubt.
Fun. It can be fun.
Yeah. Make money doing it. I still think maybe I'll start a house sitting business. I'm sure my wife would love that. Well, I'm out for the week. I'm off to Coronado to watch Crony's house.
Stephen Woods, pool boy and house sitting aficionado.
And house sitter. Yeah. All in. I would, you know, a little side gig wouldn't hurt. House sitting. And you get to experience new places, other people's homes. I'd be nervous they're looking through my stuff, though. Because you know they do.
The house sitter.
Oh, yeah.
Because you would.
Because I
would. If you were the house sitter.
Absolutely.
That's why you are not a house sitter.
Exactly apparently. Right.
Yeah, I always have to worry that they set up a security camera, because they can. It's their own home.
They'll get you.
Yeah. So you got to be careful. All right. We still have some Padres tickets to give away. We'll do that in our next segment. So stay tuned. Your chance to win tickets to tomorrow night's game, opening of the Vetter Cup. Padres and Mariners. It's also the party at the park presented by Southwest Airlines. We'll give you your chance to win. Then a Rindle Report coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I want to tell you about trust and will. We're talking about grinding. I think stress is something that makes every job feel a little grindy. Trust and Will is designed to help take away some of your stress. Stress about what happens to your family if something should happen to you. We always think about it. Now, this is a way to get a little bit of peace of mind by doing a simple online Q&A session.
Yeah, you get a lot of peace of mind, actually, and was embarrassed, as I've said before, that when I had my kids, I didn't think about doing this. I did think about it. I just didn't do it. I was lazy. That was it. Trust and Will made it so easy. Went to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out, F-A-N. You're going to get 20% off, and they're going to ship you your documents for free. After that, throw them in the desk. Let people know where they are, and then the peace of mind is there. You never have to worry about it again, unless you want to update it, and you can absolutely go in and amend things as you go, but they make it so easy. Just go to trustandwill.com.
Yeah, benefits include avoiding probate court and the costs and time that is involved for your family, or you simply want to just leave some stuff, specific stuff to people. You can do that with a simple will, all by going to trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First round of the second major of the golf season underway. Isn't exactly a star-studded leaderboard at the moment. Ryan Fox, Alex Smalley, JT Poston, Steven Yeager, and Luke Donald co-leading at 4 under par.
Just what you want in a major.
Not, if you're a TV executive, it is not.
Correct. Or a fan of golf.
You gotta get home and tune into that.
Yes.
The marquee grouping, top three players in the world, Scotty Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele. Scheffler even through 13. Rory 2 over through 13.
Wow.
Xander 2 over through 13.
Where's Bryson at?
Bryson has not teed off. He's in the afternoon wave, I believe. So a lot of golf still to be played. I don't think anyone's totally out of it yet, but except for maybe Phil Mickelson, who's 6 over, but ooh, not considered a major contender at this point. Meanwhile, baseball news. The Dodgers, you talked about your theory that they are basically, I don't want to say fake putting guys on the injured list. I mean, Roki Sasaki is definitely hurt.
It was literally my idea at the beginning of the year when they signed Blake Snell and, you know, Kershaw was coming back and he'll be back this weekend. It was my idea. I said, like, if you're the Dodgers, you have 12 deep in your starting rotation. What's the impetus to run these guys? Why do you need Tyler Glass now pitching a game, Ben, against the Rockies in May? You don't. You need Tyler Glass now in September, October. That's what you pay him a fortune for. You don't need Blake Snell, who is a traditionally slow starter. My funny line, and I don't want to call myself funny, but what I said, if I was Andrew Friedman, gentlemen, enjoy the rest of your summer. I will see you guys August 1st. Get your throwing in, get your running in, make sure you're lifting and eating properly, take care of your bodies. I don't need you now. We can win these games with our three MVPs at the top, with all of the talent we have. I don't need you guys running out there in April and May. I just don't.
I actually see a lot of validity to what you're saying, and I'm sure, as Eno said, probably impacts their thinking in terms of no need to rush anyone.
Oh, yeah.
You can be extra cautious with everybody.
They are living the abundance of caution right now.
And you mentioned Kershaw coming back. But one of the, I think, the biggest challenges, the 1% problem, as it were, for the Dodgers, is you still have to manage a 40-man roster.
Right.
And you can't put everybody on the 60-day injured list. And you only have so many roster spots, which is why you've seen the Dodgers already have to DFA a number of players, and they did it yesterday.
Yeah.
When they DFA'd actually their longest running player.
Yep.
From the major league squad, backup catcher Austin Barnes. How long has he been there?
Like 11 years.
Over a decade.
Yep.
And just unceremoniously got the heave ho in favor of one of their top prospects, Dalton Rushing, who's going to come up and make his debut. Austin Barnes is certainly no great shakes as an aging catcher at this point who's backed up Will Smith for many years. But is he an upgrade over what the Padres are putting up at backup catcher at this point?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Just checking.
Also, he's a spy, so I will pass on another spy.
I get that.
In this organization.
I get that.
I'm sorry. You don't just
his
change.
His loyalties.
Dude.
Yeah, his OPS is only 518.
Right.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah,
he blocks well. He blocks the ball well. That's all he does. He doesn't throw guys out ever. He doesn't frame very well. He doesn't pie his bad pop time. He doesn't hit, and he's a spy. I'll pass on grass.
Hit 264 last year.
Yeah, this ain't last year. This year.
One homer, 11 runs batted in. Woods.
I'm good.
I'm good too.
I do not need. El Carlos says, "Woods, he thinks we're in a baseball cold war." You don't? Open your eyes, buddy. Open your eyes. Matt Beatty, I'm convinced he was sending intel across the way to Los Angeles. I'm convinced of it. Couldn't be as bad as he was when he was here. You couldn't possibly be as bad of a player as he was without wanting, you know. I'd be a little nervous if I was the Tigers. They have Jack Flaherty. I'd be a little nervous if you faced them in the World Series or in an interleague. I'd be a little nervous. I'd be watching that guy like a hawk. You think that we're not in a Cold War. We absolutely are.
The interesting thing about Barnes is
he's nothing.
He was always
literally nothing.
He was always Kershaw's personal catcher. And they get rid of him just as Kershaw is making his return.
Yeah.
Basically, like, hey, Kirk Clayton, don't get used to it. In fact, we're not even going to give him once.
No.
You're not going to be working with Austin Barnes anymore.
They brought up Dalton Rushing, who's he's their Ethan Salas, except he hits. But
he's much older.
He is. But he's good. He's a good catcher. And
his back is also not broken.
That's true. They did say, so they've been working him in the outfield a lot in the minor leagues because he's, you know, they're like, we've got Will Smith and we're locked down. So, we like flexibility. You guys know the Dodgers like to keep their players flexible and things like that. But I think DR said yesterday They're going to just catch him a couple times a week right now and get his bat in the lineup. He's a good hitter. He's got all the tools. So we're now, every time they bring one of these guys up, it's like, all right, now I have a new guy to hate watch. But he's a good player. He is a good player. And they're going kind of a little bit with the youth movement right now, which I think that's a scary thing for the San Diego Padres. I do. You don't want that team getting younger and more athletic. I loved Austin Barnes on the Dodgers. You know why? I mean, he hit pretty well against us, but it's Austin Barnes. I'll take my chances.
It would be fun to criticize the Dodgers, poke fun at them for just being a bunch of aging guys who are falling over the hill and they're about to go off a cliff, but that's really not who they are.
Their future is as bright as
their presence,
as anyone's. Yeah,
as their present. Past.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. So they've done a good job, but, you know, I do think that my point has a little bit of validity, and I'll tell you why. When you look at the list, a guy named Noah Camras, he has a blogger or whatever, he tweets out the updated injury list. And every day you see it, they add a new pitcher to it. This is just pitchers only, and it's 18 deep. And you see it and you go, wow. And of course you go read what the fans say. Now the fan reaction is this: we got to get rid of our training staff. We have to. This is an epidemic. And it very well may be. But you know what's giving me pause? Jeff Passan, who spent the offseason telling us and me in my DMs just how smart they are, hasn't said a word. Ken Rosenthal, who is a paid shill, has not said a word about this rash of Dodger injuries. John Heyman. Go down the list. None of these guys are writing, Sarris, none of these guys are writing think pieces on what's wrong with the Dodgers.
But there's a reason for it. Despite the massive rash of injuries, their current rotation, as constructed the next five games, starting yesterday, Yamamoto.
He pitched yesterday.
Gonsolin, May, Kershaw, and Knack.
Right.
It's pretty much a rotation that any other team in baseball would take.
Yep.
They would take the Dodgers, like, fourth through ninth starters, who they're throwing right now, and pretty much go, yeah, we'll go with what they've got, despite all their injuries.
Yep.
They are injury-proof.
Pretty much.
Which is what we said at the beginning of the year.
Pretty
it's
much.
The great strength of the Dodgers.
But again, they also have an elite lineup, right? They have the lineup can buy their way into a lot of wins with the lineup that they put on the field.
Right.
With the superstars.
They're going to score 9-7,
8-9, yeah. 10 runs twice a week at least.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But again, it does surprise me that I have not seen one article that says, what's going on? There's something rotten in Denmark, as Zeno said earlier, about these 18 guys. Now, some of it can be attributed to a lot of these guys shredded their arms to win a World Series last year. I tip my hat to those guys. That was incredible. Job well done. Some of them are precautionary, and some of them may actually be hurt. But this is not a new phenomenon. This is they buy in bulk. But they buy in bulk at the top of the market, right? They buy four really, really good pitchers. And if two of them can withstand it, that's fine. We can live without the other two until they come back. The only problem I think they're going to have is if everybody gets healthy-ish around the same time, what do you do then? You know, like, what do you do then? You have too much good stuff.
You will at some point.
At some point, but that's a really, really good problem to have if you're the Dodgers. But I do think there's validity to load management in L.A. I think they are absolutely managing loads in L.A. Nobody manages loads better than the L.A. Dodgers.
All right, your opportunity right now. We got two tickets for tomorrow's Padres game against the Mariners to win. Fifth caller, 833-288-0973. Start dialing right now.
Yeah.
Start your weekend at San Diego's biggest happy hour. Party in the Park, presented by Southwest Airlines, with $5 drink specials and live music before the game. Tickets available at Padres.com/tickets. There go the phone lines, 833-288-0973. Paul, he'll get our winner, and then he'll come back with the Rindle Report, final headlines, before we head over to the roundtable in our sound space at 10 o'clock, all ahead on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
All right, weekend coming up in just a couple of days. How about this? Make a plan to head to 7 Mile Casino. Here's how you do it on a Saturday. Get there sometime after 9 a.m. Enjoy the brunch at Sammy's, voted best in the South County. Sit on the patio. Enjoy the San Diego weather and sunshine as you look over towards San Diego Bay and Coronado. Then come back inside. You'll have a bunch of games on televisions while you sit down at one of their fantastic card tables, California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em poker, Pai Gow, or Baccarat. Stay for a couple hours, however you want, win some money, and have a great weekend day.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much summed it all up, Benny. I mean, the best part, though, just 7 minutes from downtown San Diego. Great, great place to go. Great people, friendly dealers. It's bright. It's airy. It's not dingy. It's not dark. You don't feel like you're doing something wrong.
Good if you're a casual. Good if you're a serious card player as well. High limit action. They are spreading it at 7 Mile Casino.
Whoa.
They've got your... They've got your games that you're looking for with a little more juice to them, as it were.
We'll let you keep going. Just check it out for yourself. For yourself.
What is happening?
I don't know. 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Congratulations to Natasha, who won the Padres tickets. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. I always wish we had more pairs to give away, but enjoy the game tomorrow night as the Padres and Mariners open their 3-game Vetter Cup Series. Stephen Kolek on the mound. We can talk more about the matchup tomorrow, Woods. But Stephen Kolek looking for to continue his scoreless inning streak to begin his season after 2 performances without allowing a run so far.
Against his old team, by
right?
the way.
Right, that's how the Padres stole him in the Rule 5 draft from the Seattle Mariners
in
the
2024
offseason at the winter meetings. And now... that decision seems to be paying some fruits.
So far, so good. Yeah, so far, so good.
We can talk more about that tomorrow. Got the roundtable coming up at the top of the hour. But next, Paulie Reindl will get us some final headlines in the Reindl Report after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Reindl Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Reindl Report. With Paul Reindl.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
2 stories that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And 1 story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindl Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right. Good morning, my friends.
Hi, Paulie.
Let's get you caught up on a couple of sports we haven't really talked about today. We'll start in the NBA. Some good games last night. Celtics staved off elimination. They beat the Knicks. They crushed the Knicks. 127-102. I don't know how many people thought it would be a blowout, at least. Maybe you had Celtics winning at home, but after that Jason Tatum season-ending injury the other night...
Kind of left him for dead, man.
Yeah, and I guess you can look at it two ways. It can either be a morale booster and you're going to rally together like they did, or you go down in flames. The Boston Celtics did win, so New York still has a 3-2 series lead with Game 6 coming up on, I believe they play on Friday night.
I'll tell you what, the Knicks will likely win the series, but Boston could still win this series without Jason Tatum if they make their three-pointers. They're such a three-point heavy team. They made 22 of them.
So you're telling me that
yesterday
the Knicks could win, but also the Celtics could win.
No, I mean, the Knicks are...
Because that's what it sounded
the
like.
The Knicks are favored for good reason.
Right.
But don't, like, just assume Boston can't win this without Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I mean, last night's pretty good indicator.
They're, like, so reliant on the three-pointer that probably one of the next two games without Tatum, they're going to not make enough threes and they're going to lose. But if they happen to be hot like they were last night, they'll beat anybody, even without Tatum. So it's not over.
Ray says if the Celtics score more points,
I think they,
could get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They could.
I like that analysis. I'm going to start doing that.
Right.
If the Padres could win tomorrow, or the Mariners could win. It depends on who scores more runs.
Yeah, if the Padres score more runs, they should win.
Yeah, they should.
But
they might not. No,
the
they
Mariners
will.
Might score more runs.
But they might. I like that. It makes our job.
I do have a point here.
I know you said if the Celtics
a great equalizer.
He said the Celtics could win this series, but the Knicks could also win. It's the beauty of sports, I think. John Smoltz over here.
And then in the Western Conference...
I'm not making fun of you. I'm making fun of us. Sports people.
Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves are bringing their ass to the Western Conference Finals. They beat the Warriors yesterday, finished that series off 4-1. Warriors really didn't stand a chance after Steph Curry went down in Game 1, right? Like early in Game 1,
yeah.
He was done. So he was not able to make it back. And
who do they play?
They are going
Pacers?
To play on... No, they play the winner of the Nuggets Thunder.
Quickwoods, when do you think the last time the Minnesota Timberwolves made the conference finals was? Like ballpark.
I thought they were they fairly good recently? No? KG days? I have no idea.
Last year.
Oh, no idea. No clue.
The second straight year there.
I know. Was Ant there? Yeah.
Yeah. No, he made it last year, too.
That's what he told Chuck to bring his ass.
Oh, that's it? That was from that?
I said, you know what? I might have to get out to Minnesota and watch a game. Bring your ass.
It's just one of those you kind of think about it and go, yeah, they must not have been there in a long time.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, they were there last year. Same with Indiana. It's like, oh, Pacers, they got to the conference final. They must not have been there. No, they were there last year, too. We lost to the Celtics.
Yeah, so the Timberwolves will play the winner of the Thunder Denver Nuggets series. That goes tonight, just one game in the NBA, at 5:30 on ESPN. Oklahoma City has a 3-2 series lead. It's on the road in Denver in altitude.
Uh-oh.
I saw OKC has by far the biggest odds still of winning the finals.
Yeah.
Even though they haven't even gotten through this series yet.
They haven't
played
a tough
game tonight. They could be facing a game 7 still in this series. And yet they're like -140, I saw, to win the NBA Finals, and every other team was like +400, +600, +800.
Who do you like? Who are you looking at going, these guys, people are not sleeping on them because they're, you know. But like Minnesota, is that one you look at and you go, these guys could absolutely win the
title?
Yeah,
they're a fun team. I got a couple of friends that are big Timberwolves fans.
I'm asking because I want to put down a long shot bet.
I would like to see.
If you want a long shot bet where you can get the best price, Pacers.
Pacers
is the team, yeah.
And there's belief that they could do it.
Oh, yeah. They could, and no one's going to think they can, but they can. Now, they'll be underdogs if they get there to either probably the Timberwolves or the Thunder, but they could win the series.
I think I would love to watch Knicks Timberwolves probably would be my NBA Finals matchup.
Brunson and Ant would be fun. Yeah,
that would be a fun one to watch. And I don't know. I don't like hate the Knicks. I don't hate New York.
Yeah,
I've never liked Boston.
Yeah,
I never have.
They've had enough. Plenty.
basketball.
They got plenty there.
Big NBA Finals game at the at Madison Square Garden.
Pretty sick.
That's fun. I'm rooting for that. In hockey, we'll move over to hockey. We had two games last night. Florida Panthers beat the Maple Leafs 6-1.
Wow.
Pretty bad. They have a 3-2 series lead in that one. And Edmonton, they shut out the Golden Knights, winning 1-0 in overtime.
That's series, right?
1-0
in
overtime.
That's the end of the series.
Yeah, they
go out
4-1.
On an overtime, on one goal, and give it up in overtime, and Vegas' season is over.
My Dallas Stars can close it out, what, tonight?
Tonight at 6:30.
Tonight at 6:30.
Yep, they got a 3-1 series lead over Winnipeg. Before that, tonight in the hockey, you've got the Hurricanes and the Capitals. Carolina has a 3-1 series lead. Puck drops at 4 o'clock on TNT, True TV, or Max.
So Edmonton's the great hope for Canada. It's been like decades since they've won a Stanley Cup in Canada, and Edmonton's still carrying the torch for the Canadians.
And then that brings me, like I just said, you can watch those hockey matches on TNT, True TV, or Max.
I might be watching my Stars on Max. There's no Padres game tonight.
Now, I'm saying Max, but I'm going to have to change that here in a few months to back to HBO Max. So I don't know exactly when they made the change originally.
It's like 5 years ago.
It wasn't
maybe?
That long ago.
It wasn't
ago.
That long ago.
I mean, streaming alone hasn't been around for
right.
that long. But
right.
it used to be HBO. And then it was HBO Max. They, you know, the conglomerates, they buy other networks, Cinemax. And they went with HBO Max. I remember like the purple background,
yep.
the white letters. And then all of a sudden they just said, we're going to go with Max. And I feel like that was fairly recently. And it was announced yesterday that HBO is going back to HBO Max. They're just flip-flopping. They can't settle on a name. Why they ever removed the HBO from their name was a little bit beyond me. It sounds like, you know, and they may even own it. But like Coca-Cola buying Tab Soda. It's not Tab Coca-Cola. Like, lead with the brand that everybody knows.
Yes, HBO. Huge brand. Been around
huge
forever.
Huge brand name. Maybe the most prestigious brand name in television.
Spencer says almost a year ago it became just Max. Yeah, I remember it. I remember because I remember going to search for the app in my phone and typing in HBO.
Yes.
So now
they're going back
to HBO Max.
Max.
Why the constant?
Why did they ever leave in the first place? HBO was
the brand.
We had HBO legend Jim Lampley in
we did.
Last week, and he talked about the most prestigious television outlet in the world, HBO.
HBO.
They built that over decades, and then just
I heard it was one guy
just gave it up. Like
I heard
oh,
like one guy, this kind of control freak, CEO type, came in and started throwing his weight around. But Adam says they changed it, supposedly broadened their appeal beyond HBO. Does that really do it?
What doesn't HBO appeal to?
Broadening the appeal beyond HBO, then you take HBO out of the name.
Right.
So does that make it more broad, or do you... I don't know. I don't know how branding works.
No, like Cinemax had more appeal than HBO.
Well, Cinemax had way more appeal to some of us. Somebody just mentioned old Skinemax, as we called it back in the day. Boy, old Gary Woods sure loved those Cinemax free weekends. I'll tell you that right now. And the HBO free weekends. Remember I told you the guy would run down to Best Buy, buy 7,000 cassettes, tape every movie known to man, label, they'd go, you'd get what? You'd get about four movies on a tape? Like three?
Oh, I don't know. Could you get? No.
Yeah, you could get multiples.
Really?
Oh,
depends
yeah.
Depends on which kind of tape you were 100%, getting,
100%. He probably got, you know, the most.
Biggest.
And then you're watching Who's Harry Crumb and HBO free weekend. HBO. Awesome.
You got that slight warble on
the warble
tape.
Bro, you want to talk about the Super Bowl for him? Is those free weekends. I mean,
some of my favorite stories you've ever told on this show.
And I would bet you guys anything he just got rid of the tapes years ago, but I bet you I got to remember to dig up list. The yellow pad, 40-page deep. Legal yellow pad. One, Top Gun, Die Hard, two, you know, whatever it was. And he would just go
so damn
nuts.
Funny.
He would stay up. I'd be like, I'd wake up and be like, what are you doing up? He's like, I got to stay up. I got to record
this or whatever. Freaking crazy.
great, dude. It was truly, truly his Super Bowl. Because and then
if I don't have my own recording of a fish named Wanda.
Yes, I gotta have it. I gotta have it, man. I mean, it was.
He just puts off all
everything
and family responsibilities.
Life. No golf that weekend? No. Because he'd pour over the. This is TV Guide Day. So he'd pour over the TV Guide and he'd highlight what he wanted and then map out his thing.
6 o'clock, Pretty Woman.
Yeah,
on.
Pretty Woman. And he would sit and he would wait and he wouldn't waste any time. So the movie would end and he'd stop it. Wait for the next one. Record Top Gun on that.
Lethal Weapon
Lethal
2.
Lethal Weapon 2. Bro, my favorite. This is my favorite stories about my dad. It truly is. And then, but it was cool because.
What are we talking? What time frame here? 80s?
87
Late
through
80s,
90?
Yeah.
Yeah, 87 through 90. HBO is it, a dollar a month? He's like, nah, I'm not doing that.
HBO was still just movies, right? Like, they didn't really get into, like, shows.
No, it was all movies.
Yeah,
until,
just
like,
movies.
Late 90s?
I mean, it was all movies. It was just movie
what
after
was the
movie.
First?
Like, hey, Strange Brews coming on, all
it
right?
It wasn't the first one, but, like, Sex and the City.
Sopranos.
Those were some of the early hit shows for HBO.
But it was straight movies, and this cat would get in, and he'd have his thing plotted out. And it usually went from Friday to Sunday
night,
and that whole weekend you're like, oh, dad's at it again, and he'd be like, I got 14 brand new movies.
Arliss,
so
one
good.
Of the first shows.
Yeah,
it's
Arliss.
Good one there, Nate.
Yep.
good memory.
It says here, just a quick Google search, Oz was 1997. That was like their first dramatic series.
I remember I was in college,
so 97.
Yeah, that's exactly right, man. It killed me. And the list, but you'd go to the list and you'd say, all right, I want to watch Lethal Weapon 2. Love Lethal Weapon 2. All right, 14. That's on tape 14. And it's just after Great Outdoors.
The reason
put it in, fast forward, and then boom, free weekend, and here we go, Lethal Weapon 2.
The reason I ask about the television shows, because if it was in that time frame, like let's say The Sopranos was airing on HBO, I mean, how many tapes would it take to record the whole series of these shows? It would take him forever, first of all.
He he'd never do it because they're not going to give you the whole weekend for free.
Yeah.
So he honestly, I'd be like, for years, I'd go, Dad, have you seen The Sopranos yet? Nah. Why? Well, we don't have HBO. I'm like, get HBO. Just get it. It's $6 extra. Get HBO. You're missing this great show. So then comes out, Christmas one year. I buy him the DVD Sopranos. Check back in a year. You watch it yet? Nah, not yet. I'm like, he likes to collect. He doesn't actually use them. He just is a hoarder of movies. He wants to know he's got them if he needs them.
Oh, Carlos says, I like how opposite Woods is from his dad. Woods, he paying $300 for an oil change while his dad doing everything.
Why do you think I am this way? El Carlos, this is why. Because this is how I grew up. My man, at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, staying up late to record Pretty Woman. This is exactly why I'm like, screw it. Just rent it, download it, whatever you want to do.
He gets into the office on Monday morning with just black eyes.
What'd you do this weekend? Oh, I was just up recording. You know how I do. Oh, it was so good, man.
Building my movie store.
We will be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. with Pauly. Pauly's not going to be on the round table today. We do have Tony Gwynn Jr. and crew joining us in the sound space in just a couple of minutes, so we will see you then. Everyone else, have a great rest of your day. Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.